On the afternoon of June 6, the fight among several juveniles in the Geneva General Hospital parking lot swelled to an altercation that included more than 50 and spilled onto North Main Street. In all, 17 Geneva Police Department officers and Ontario County Sheriff's deputies were called in to restore order. Two people were taken into custody on the scene. 2 days later, 5 Geneva High School students were arrested and charged with first-degree riot, a felony. As those young people have had their initial hearings, representatives of the local group Tools for Social Change have been in attendance. The Reverend Donald Golden is the pastor of Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, which hosts the group's weekly meetings.
Several people from Tools have decided to organize and to go in and just to be a witness to the proceedings and not have these young people feel so alone because it's a difficult situation.
One of the concerns that the Reverend Golden raises is the impact a felony conviction can have on the future of young people. He says that in cases where they have not faced previous problems with the law, they need guidance rather than prosecution.
All of these children need our love. They need our direction, you know, and we have to be willing to provide that for them.
Members of Tools for Social Change have met with the families of the young people who have been charged. They're attending the hearings with the family's permission.
If they feel like, you know, what we're doing is not warranted, we will back off. We only do what we are allowed by them to do. It's not, you know, it's not the other way around. We're not telling them that they have to let us be involved.
Tools for Social Change has reached out to a variety of individuals involved in the case, including city and county officials and officials with the Geneva School District. Members of the group plan to attend the next 2 court hearings, which are scheduled for July 5th and 11th. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.